Chapter 4. No one wanted to get right back into a cab, so they started walking across Trafalgar Square on foot. Dad gave Lulu a piggyback ride because her shoes were a little too tight.
Mom, I think you should let us sing in your concert, Mia said.
Oh, you do you? Mom asked, her eyes dancing.
We could have a special song, like the one you wrote for us. I'll bet the audience would love it.
Love it, love it, love it,
agreed Lulu. And what would your song be about? Mom asked. Maddie shuddered. Her palms felt immediately sweaty. Mia often had wild suggestions like this, but Mom usually said no right away. This time, Mom seemed to be considering the idea. Lately, Mia had been having a lot of ideas about performing. Mom had even signed them up for a theater camp. Maddie didn't mind watching Mom on stage, but being up there herself, in front of everyone, would be a completely different situation.
Maybe we could sing about dreaming big, or something like that. What do you think, Maddie? Mia asked.
They had just passed through Trafalgar Square gate. Maddie latched on to the first distraction she saw, a red booth on the corner.
What's that, Mom? She asked.
You mean the telephone booth? She asked.
The what?
Mia asked while Maddie went to take a closer look. Tossing Mom a grin, Dad set Lulu down.
Here, I'll demonstrate.
He opened the glass-paned door and went inside, picking up the telephone receiver and holding it up to his ear.
Just need a coin, here, he said, rummaging in his pocket. How many coins does a telephone booth in London take anyway?
Of course, Miss Julia pulled out her phone.
Google to the rescue!
She scrolled for a moment, frowned, and then scrolled again.
What does it say?
Lulu asked.
It's not as simple as you'd think, Miss Julia said. First of all, the British pound has only followed a decimal system since 1971. So now, a pound equals 100 pence. But before 1971, a pound equaled 20 shillings.